Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's some serious blues guitar there by Robert Cray. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Berry, Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council, USCBC, I should say. And we're talking about the renewed negotiations of the U.S.-China trade deal, and I'm going to go on record again. Once again, Doug, I really want this to happen. I want the China trade deal to happen if it can be negotiated in a way that has some ability for us to be able to put some kind of teeth, some kind of enforcement behind it. I do not want a deal of any kind if it's just so we can say we have a deal. I don't think Mr. Trump's going to do that. I don't trust the Chinese. There's going to have to be a little more pain for the Chinese than for the United States, in my opinion, if this is going to be a deal we can live with. What do you think?
Yes, you're right. And I don't know that it doesn't necessarily have to be pain for the Chinese, because the Chinese themselves have said that they need to open up their market further. They need to protect intellectual property, not only those of foreign companies, including the United States, but also their own companies that are beginning to create intellectual property, not buying it from foreigners, but actually creating their own. So for their consumers, for their business, especially their private sector, which, interestingly enough, is creating most of the new jobs, not the state owned enterprises, which are these massive companies that are owned essentially by the Communist Party and the Chinese state, but the small folks like your listeners and the medium-sized companies, they're the innovative ones. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that need the help and assistance. They need open markets. They need to be able to partner with companies like the United States. It's in their interest, Jim.
One of the things you brought up in your piece that you published in July a couple of weeks ago was the term mutual respect. And I think that, as you say, that sounds good, but I think mutual respect is not something that should be sought here. Somebody told me a long time ago, countries don't have friends; they have interests. The China is basically a communist country that's dabbling in capitalism. We all know who pulls the strings over there. We all know about the Chinese Communist Party and the military infiltrating the Huawei infrastructure. We know all about that. So I think mutual respect, anything like that, is a fool's errand. We just need to get down to the deal, get down to the things that are going to make this happen, and we don't have to love each other. We don't even have to like each other. We just need to do something where we don't mutually implode. Let's do business together. Doing business is better than not. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think so, but as you know, Jim, and as your listeners probably know too, it's good to have respect for the people that you're doing business with. And so
they're never going to respect us. The Chinese only respect one thing, and that's power. The Chinese, I don't mean to be disrespectful to them.
You're being argumentative.
But I'm telling you, they don't respect, they will never respect us.
Well, I think they do. I think it depends on how you define mutual respect. I think the Chinese that I've met anyway are extremely impressed with a lot of things about America, in particular our ability to create companies that are world-class and products that are unbelievable.
That's power.
So I think, and that means they expect our universities, because they're sending all of their kids here. The leaders are sending their children to the top schools in the United States. So they, and I think what they're looking for is some reciprocity, that They are also a powerful country now, maybe second most powerful to the United States. And all they want to do is, you know, a little RESECPT. That's Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, good one.
They just want us to.
But Doug, we cannot allow their feigned respect, their feigned interest, their feigned regard for us. We can't allow that to be to. And I don't think Lighthizer and Mnuchin will do this. I don't think Mr. Trump will do this. I think they know the game that China plays. There's a deal that can be had between us and China, but when it, if we're expecting to play patty cake and play nice and sing kumbaya with them, then it's a fool's errand. I don't think they're going to do that. Do you?
Correct. No, they're not going to do that. They've been tough. They walked away when the Chinese, some in the Chinese hierarchy decided that the concessions that the negotiators were making in order to get to a deal last May were too much, they pulled back. And then Trump stepped in and he imposed additional tariffs on additional goods, threatened even more if there wasn't an agreement. And so we're back now with two different versions of the agreement, the Chinese edited version and the original version. And it's unclear which version they're going to begin with, but they're going to begin. And I think it's a good sign that they're together. But as I said earlier, with our election approaching, only a year and more away now, nobody wants to give away the farm, and they're not going to. So,
well, the Chinese—that's another thing. That's another thing. That all these assaults on the president have not helped his ability, his leverage. I mean, I really do believe that there's a cost that has come to America, to the world, because of all these unnecessary assaults on him, this unprecedented assaults on him. And I'm not a Trump apologist by any stretch of the imagination, but they have hurt America in his in the administration's ability to negotiate trade deals. There's no question about that. Tintail, right back with Doug Berry. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.